Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. John of the Cross, and from the United States we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in preaching and comes to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled, Who Will We Be?
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. I am the Lord your God, who grasp your right hand. It is I who say to you, Fear not, I will help you. Fear not, O worm, Jacob, or maggot, Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. I will make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and double-edged, to thresh the mountains and crush them, to make the hills like chaff. When you winnow them, the wind shall carry them off, and the storm shall scatter them. But you shall rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The afflicted and the needy seek water in vain. Their tongues are parched with thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open up rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the broad valleys. I will turn the desert into a marshland and the dry ground into springs of water. I will plant in the desert the cedar, acacia, myrtle, and olive. I will set in the wasteland the cypress, together with the plane tree and the pine, that all may see and know, observe and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. The responsorial psalm. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Admittedly, it's difficult to read today's first reading and not think about the mountains that are being crushed, the hills that are being made like chaff, the lives that are being silenced, the afflicted and needy, whose tongues are parched with thirst, all because of the violence and cruelty of war being inflicted around the world, especially upon the innocent. It's also hard not to wonder why it appears God isn't fulfilling the promise uttered by Isaiah. I grasp you by your right hand. I will help you. I will answer the poor and suffering. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake you. Today's reading, however, is an invitation for us to seriously consider the role of power in our midst. The evidence in the world suggests that power comes in many forms, such as in the form of weapons. The bigger the weapon, the more powerful the destruction. It comes in the form of clericalism, the gift of ordination or office abused. It comes in the form of money, rewarding the rich and hampering the poor. Power such as these examples and countless others, though, holds no water if it's not used in service of the worms and maggots of the world, that is, in service of the least among us. The only one with true power is our God, whose power is expressed in today's responsorial psalm as gracious, merciful, compassionate, kind, slow to anger. But such qualities do not look like power from the world's perspective. They look like weakness, cowardice, being a pushover or a doormat. The greatest example of the paradox of power is found in Jesus Christ, in our God, the source of all being, who desired to become human, being born in a feeding trough, dependent on his parents for feeding, clothing, shelter, protection, and guidance. The paradox of power found in Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, hanging on a tree. The one with power to heal the sick, free the imprisoned, raise the dead, give sight to the blind who is stripped, beaten, humiliated, and crucified, all because you dared to love people into the fullness of their humanity. The paradox of power found in Jesus Christ, our sanctifier, who, rather than clinging to the power rightfully his, chose to share it in gifting us with his Spirit, the very Spirit of God. If it appears that our God has failed to fulfill the promise of salvation uttered by Isaiah, to hold fast to the poor, to respond to the cries of those who are thirsty and hungry, then it is because we who are made in God's image and likeness have failed to lay claim to the power that is rightfully ours by virtue of our baptism. The Spirit of God is upon us. The Spirit of God is with us. The Spirit of God is in us. What will it take for us to grasp the hand of the Holy Spirit and allow her to do in us what she did in Jesus Christ, especially for the worms and maggots, the little ones and the least among us? To love the world into the fullness of life and light, of healing and wholeness, of reconciliation and peace. Our God, who is all-powerful, has let go of that power and accepted vulnerability in giving us the power of free will, a power that invites us to make a choice for the kind of people we wish to be, so that we might have the kind of world in which we wish to live. Do we choose to be a people of dominance or of humility? A people of destruction or of peace? A people for death or for life? Do we choose to be a people who will be a curse or a blessing? Who will we be? The power is in our hearts and in our hands.